With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can come over and use this one.
Here. What about, can you reach?
No, we need everybody on the show.
Okay,
how about whenever they leave, I'll move into that room and you use this mic.
I'm going home.
How does the host mic not work?
Here, you sit here.
This is going well.
Gang, I'm about to snap.
Yeah, I mean, you would think this would be like 911 emergency.
Okay, here's what we'll do. Sue, you use Rachel's mic. Rachel, you use this one.
Okay.
Wait, what? Okay.
that doesn't work either.
It doesn't work at all.
Wait, I'm the guest. I'll go in there.
No, I'll go in there. You go in here.
No,
you
no,
take
no.
Your mic back.
Does this one work?
We need the show to leave so I can use their mic. That one works, Dave.
This one works? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
No, this works. Now, Andrew, you don't have one.
I have one.
Does everyone have one?
Sue doesn't have one. Here, Sue, you try yours.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I can't hear it. No, nothing. Nothing.
Okay. I mean, I can hear Sue, but she doesn't have a mic.
Okay, I'm going to...
I could go...
No, because that one doesn't
work. Do we have engineers?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you would think this
think
would be,
so.
Like, the number one priority.
Isn't this like a snow day?
We'll go ahead and find somebody. Thanks, buddy.
Goodness.
Can't at least I go home?
Whoever that guy is.
My mic doesn't work. Stay.
The gentleman in there whose name I don't recall.
Okay, is this going is another thing, too.
His name is Michael, I think.
Let me just crap on the company.
So, I don't know.
So we have a big table, and then we have my raised-up table, the king's throne, and now
Captain's,
I'm at the table.
Station.
And these stupid mics don't reach far enough.
No. They don't. No.
That's why I'm always hunched
who
over.
Who built this stupid studio?
I think... Are you going in there to use the mic, Sue?
Well, I thought I would.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Go ahead.
I need somebody to fix something.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, I'll come back.
She's going in the... Oh, she's going to go find someone to fix it?
No, well, the kid whose name we can't remember is doing that.
Let's just call Madoff.
But I don't think we have anyone who can. That's the problem.
Oh, God.
We had so many great things planned for today.
We really did.
We were going to start strong. We were not given the proper tools to succeed.
No, I was ready. I was ready to go.
I was ready, too. I was jamming to that Kiss song.
Plus, later on, we have lots of guests.
Yeah.
What will we do with Amy and Maria Kina?
We're not going to be able to play a game like this.
Well,
yeah, as long as somebody goes in. Wait.
I'm just going to go into that room. After this break, I'm going to switch with Sue. This is going to be the guest mic, and I'm going to broadcast from in there.
Okay. And I'm going to turn Sue's mic on if I can find it in there.
Well, thank goodness it's Friday. Am I right or am I right?
You know what? I really was excited about the show today.
I mean, we can still be excited.
No.
One thing goes wrong and Dave's like, I am legal.
You don't get that much excitement from Dave Glover.
Dave is like those college students when the professor is 15 minutes late that's like, legally, we are allowed to leave. We are not supposed to stay here for this class.
I remember one time, so I had a classic bus stop, and you could see the bus coming from probably a mile away because I lived kind of in the country, and there's some rule, like, if the bus wasn't there by 7:30, 8:30, whatever it was, you that was it. And so it was a really snowy day, and it's about 7:28. I'm already talking everyone into it. Like, look, these are the rules. We're living by their rules. And so it got to be 7:30. I turn tail, I take off, I'm fast walking, and then Shelley Bedwell, little do-gooder, she had magic eyes, and she saw it coming from like 2 miles, and she's like, I see the bus! And I start running. She's like, I see the bus! Oh, God!
Shelley.
How are you, Sue?
I'm fine. Hey.
There's nothing weird about this at all.
Sue, I wish people could
Sue
see the
setup. Sue is fully behind me in another room behind glass. I'm like, hey, Sue, how you doing? Good to see you.
Nice to see the side of your head.
I forward to our Friday visits.
For the listeners, Dave, I mean, you guys all know this. He's very famously, he loves when things are suddenly very different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While doing the show. Yeah, it's his favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Okay, so pulling it back together, we are going to have a great show today because the Trump stuff is going to come out momentarily. We have Hancock and Kelly set up. The boys will be here at 3. Amy Markscores is coming in later to play a game, but if things go off the rails and depending on what they find or what happens, we'll obviously talk to her as well. What else?
Why is Trish not here?
It's her birthday.
Oh, and that's she right. had to go to the dentist.
Yeah. But oh, it's her birthday.
Right. So she took the day off.
The highs and lows of man.
We're just straight up laughing at her. That's awful.
The only thing that
makes me feel better is I know she's not listening. Whatever
there
Trish is
no
doing,
way.
Whatever the top 100 things in her list, listening to the show is...
On Monday, she's going to be like, did you guys talk about me? And we'll be like, nope.
Is nowhere close.
Didn't come up.
Okay, let's just pivot. Why don't you tell us about your terrible dinner?
Yes. Okay. So I wanted you here for this one, Sue, because I went to a fast casual place that will not be named, but it's in the area that I live in.
Uh-huh.
And they put cheese on everything. It's a very common thing to put cheese on the style of food that it is.
Okay.
I think we need to know the genre of
Wait,
food.
Can you?
Why
yeah,
are you protecting these guys, by the way?
I don't know. It was Fazoli's. So
God, he's easy to crack.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask
make
once.
Make it a challenge sometimes.
You're making a great point. It was...
All you had to, well, that's all right. Go ahead.
It was I haven't been to Fazoli's in forever.
It was an Italian fast casual place that starts with an F. So, it will not be named.
But they like cheese. That's what you're
they
saying.
They love cheese. And it's like a new thing. They've been trying to their credit, they've been trying to kind of class the joint up a little bit. And they bring out the little, you know, cheese grater to put the cheese on your stuff. So, my wife is allergic to cheese. So, we order her a spaghetti.
And they just dumped it right on her.
Well, kind of.
Really?
So, yeah. So they ordered spaghetti with no cheese, and they bring it out, and it's clearly got a bunch of cheese on the top. So my wife says, oh, I'm so sorry. I said no cheese. You need to take this back and remake it. Now, the first thing that the poor girl that was helping us did is that she just kind of stared blankly at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's like, what do you want me to do? And we're like, take it back and remake it. And she's like, are you serious? Like, no, are you serious? And I was like, okay, first of all... Isn't that just sort of like customer service 101? Is you just, no matter what, if they say, oh, there's something horribly wrong with this, can you please remake it? You just do it?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying like she shouldn't have to explain that it's an allergy. It's either way, it was made totally wrong from what you ordered. So
yeah.
It's like, let's just take care of it.
And the way that she was just like, I'm not doing that. It's like, yeah, you are. So
Question. Is Fazoli's a place where you sit down and they bring you food? I thought it was I've not been there, but if you can order and then sit down, so you're saying it's a waitress who did this, not the person from whom you ordered the food up front?
I never said it was a Fazoli's.
No, I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I did.
But you did.
It's
Thomas has never been to Fazoli's.
So you order at the counter and then you sit and they bring it out to you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So was it a different person from who you ordered from? Okay.
But... So she said, well, that's not cheese. It's a spice blend. And we're like, okay, it looks
it's
a lot like
kind of a
like
matter
cheese.
Of life and death here.
Right. Like it looks a lot like cheese. And
was
it's a matter
it a
of life and death.
Yellow
and she said,
spice blend?
It was a white spice blend.
Uh-huh.
And so she said, no, I can tell you for certain that's not cheese. It's a spice blend. And my wife's like, okay, but it looks a lot like cheese. And it even kind of like smells like cheese. And so we just go back and forth with her about this. And so she's like, Okay.
Well, in fairness, it could have been the waitress who smelled like cheese.
Well, the funny part is that she tried to gotcha us.
Wow, that really got you.
She tried to gotcha us at one point. She goes, well, did you order it with no cheese? And my wife said, yeah, I did order with no cheese. And she goes, okay, good. Yeah, because that's what it is. It's no cheese. There's no cheese on there. And I was like, just take it back, please. So she takes it back, and I walk up there to get something totally different for my own food. Not any mistake they made, just had to get something to add onto it.
He went up there to get a bottle of ketchup.
I did. Oh, I went up there to get ranch for my pizza breadsticks.
Do you have Hunts? I'm a Hunts man.
but I can hear them talking up there, and what they are talking about is they are holding the canister aloof, and they are saying, it says right there.
They were holding it aloof.
It could have been aloof as well.
Well, they were kind of, they were kind of dangling it from the hand. They were kind of, twirling it on their fingers. Very aloofly.
I don't want to show this canister that I care too much.
That's right. I will not reveal my feelings.
Maybe it's cheese, maybe it's not, I don't know.
Playing hard to get.
Gonna hold this aloofly.
Playing hard to get with these ingredients. And what they're saying is, look, it says right there, Parmesan Spice Blend.
Doesn't say
cheese anywhere on this. And so I walk up, and she already has explained to me, and I said a cuss word. I shouldn't have done that.
You say effing Parmesan?
No, I said just throw the blank away. I don't even care anymore. I'm done with this, because I was kind of getting close to just kind of snapping. And she was like, well, no, I was going to tell you we are going to remake it and not put the stuff on. And I go, oh, okay. And she goes, but it wasn't cheese, though. And so I slam my hand down on the counter, and I say, you guys, Parmesan is cheese.
Well,
I didn't know what else.
Truer words have never been spoken.
The entire restaurant, the entire Italian restaurant staff is crowding around this canister going, Parmesan Spice Blend, no cheese here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Parmesan is, it doesn't have to say,
Wait a minute. So did she get it then when you said Parmesan is cheese? I'm sad that this had to be pointed out.
I thought they did. And then later I heard them saying, there's no cheese. It's just a spice blend. It's a Parmesan spice blend. And it doesn't say cheese anywhere on here. It says Parmesan spice blend. So they did not absorb what I was saying. I guess they just thought I was having a meltdown, which I kind of was. But
they were like, look at that Karen out there.
I couldn't help but think, like, if this was like a McDonald's or something and they have like new Parmesan nuggets or whatever, I get not knowing then. I mean, I don't, but realistically...
No, there's no excuse for not knowing Parmesan is cheese.
This is something it's on all of your food. Everything you make has Parmesan. How do you not know it's cheese?
I even Googled, does a Parmesan spice blend contain cheese? Ingredients include Parmesan cheese, garlic, parsley, and onion.
And I wanted to ask them, like, who failed you?
Get me Mr. Fazzoli.
But it's like, who failed you? Like, was it the school? Was it family? Was it your friends? Like, who in society failed you up to this point that you could be, like, 18, 19 years old and working at an Italian restaurant and not knowing what Parmesan is?
I'm on the Fazzoli's website. Under the category of our cheeses, it says, on top of many of our dishes, we will sprinkle a blend of Parmesan cheese, garlic, and Italian spices.
Megan should have ate it and just a show.
And just die.
Just.
And I said that. I was like, well, she'll die if you're wrong. And she's like, I will stake my life. She was like, I could tell you for 100% certainty.
Because like half the people here might die if they eat this. So
now, and to be clear, I'm not just trying to rag on Fazzoli's. I go there.
What does rag on mean?
A fair amount. I'm just trying to find something nice to say about Fazzoli's. I go there a fair amount.
They have great breadsticks.
They have fantastic breadsticks. It's a fine place.
If you like cheese, it's the place to go.
Yes.
We can agree on that.
This is not about the restaurant. This is about this one person. But it's like, I just kept thinking.
Or the group
like,
of people who didn't know what Parmesan
was.
Group
of people.
So weird.
I'll go with the whole staff.
If you take 100 people, how many, just a scoop out of anywhere. How many one out of 100 Americans know that Parmesan is cheese?
I would have thought 100. I really would have thought,
let's just say 80. 75, 80.
Yeah.
But when you make that sample taken at an Italian restaurant where they work,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty integral to the place that you work at.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I can't believe that she... I'm still stunned. I would have said 100 out of 100 know that Parmesan is cheese. What are they... It's not a spice.
I like to think that of the 100 billion human souls that have lived, We all get one statement that's just like chiseled somewhere in a far off galaxy.
Great.
And I really hope that yours is Parmesan as cheese. Just you like Patrick Henry.
Now, I will say, I totally understand your frustration, but I do not approve of the slamming your hand down on the counter.
I was frustrated. I took my frustration out in an unhealthy way. Because I was trying not to just, like, take every dish I saw and spike it on the ground.
Not since Richard Nixon beat you in Magic the Gathering have you been so angry.
I bet he knew what Parmesan was.
All right. Good start. Good start, everyone. Good start. Welcome back, guys. I know that one of the cardinal rules of working anywhere is you shouldn't crap on your own company. But when your company is like this, my God. So the mic, the host mic, doesn't work.
Right.
I guess I've known it for a few hours. And so I'm sitting at this weird place where you guys said it's just out, it's weird for me. And I'm trying to find a chair that isn't sitting on the ground. And so Andrew's like, well, here's one. And I sit down and the arm comes off.
Mm-hmm. That's like, the one I sit in every
bing,
day.
Bing, bing. There you go. Yay.
She knows how to handle it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
You know, it made me... Not Fazoli's mad, but mad. Where was I? It doesn't matter. I was looking at something and thinking of purchasing it. It could have been in Florida, some good or service. Lots of places do this. And it said, hey, give us your email for a 10% discount. And then the thing you have to click to say no said, no, comma, I'd rather pay full price.
Yes.
That makes me so mad. Why do you have to shame me? We can just say no thanks.
I know.
It's like, no, I'd rather kiss my mom on the lips. No, I'm just a big, fat, stupid dummy with poopy pants. Like, what are you doing?
No, I don't believe in amazing deals.
Yes.
It must work, though, right? Somebody must say, oh, my gosh, he's right.
Yeah, he's really making
a
point
here. I'm losing this app.
He's really making a point.
For the people who do click no, it's almost certainly making us all mad. No one's going like, ha ha, you got me.
Right. You're right.
Nick freaked me out last night. So we're just sitting there on my couch, and he goes, you believe in aliens, right? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, I was just thinking, like from Star Trek and Star Wars, they're always our size. They're between 5 and 6 feet, you
That's
know?
That's true.
And he's like, what if they're just really, really small, and they've been here the whole time, you just can't see them? And I was like, damn, brother, why you gotta... It just made sense.
There could be one here right now.
Right. Like, what if they're like the size of ants and we just don't, you know.
He's inside the mic. That's why it doesn't work.
I feel good about the fact there are no tiny aliens here right now.
You confident?
I'm just going to say I feel confident.
Confident?
You're always the voice of reason.
Yep. She's 100% on that. She will not hear
I'm all
otherwise.
In.
Also, I was watching a movie last night and someone got pulled over and the cop said, license and registration, please. And she handed it to him. I've never done that. I've never had everything I needed.
Like right there?
Yeah, not a single time.
Like your insurance papers
right.
And whatnot?
Like I don't even look. I'm just like, hey, dude, this is going to be a bad stop for you, but.
What exactly is registration? I mean, I know.
You don't
the
know?
License, yes. And my insurance card, yes. But what's.
You're who we would ask.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Is it an old
know.
Leftover term? What is that?
Everyone's
is it
looking
like
at
your
me.
Title?
I don't know.
There's no way it's your title. I mean, who does
I'm
anyone carry? My car's not paid off, so I don't have the title with me, you know?
And you shouldn't keep it in your car. That's a terrible idea.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what
stolen.
That is.
What are they, what, just, yeah. Here's the title. I already gave them the keys. Just,
yeah, right.
I think you're right, Sue. I think it's a leftover term, and it's what we use instead of insurance.
And also, I don't know when to go to break or anything. So you'll just have to.
Okay, yeah. I'll signal
right.
You.
There's a little clock next to you, Dave.
Wink at me and lick your lips when I have 30
here,
seconds.
Ooh, here, yeah. Here.
Other than the other times that you do.
You okay. The license is your ID and certification for driving. The title is the cars I... Oh, my gosh.
Dave, don't break another things. Thing.
Registration.
The clock broke. Now, I pulled on it real hard, but the clock broke.
There's a lot of dust in there. Hold on. Watch out.
Hey, go ahead.
The registration ties the person to the car in the specific place, but we don't know. We don't have that.
Yeah, no.
No.
No one has that.
Okay.
So if I didn't freak out the tiny alien thing,
yes,
we were talking about Lincoln and Lincoln being shot, and Lincoln's old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing I know about Abe. Abe's old. And I'm like, I wonder how old Lincoln was when he got shot. He's younger than me. He was 56.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Life was harder back then.
I guess.
Oh, that's awful.
Why did you think he was old? Just because of his beard?
No, he looks old.
And had the, ooh,
he
the
was
face.
He was the president during a pretty stressful time.
Hey, that's I don't want to fight
that's
with you about this. I'm just saying he looks old.
He was a little craggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Andrew, I don't know what you mean.
We can go to
yeah, I don't know what you mean. That's not what I asked for. Okay, thank you. Wow, that's worse than I expected.
Please don't ever do that ever
yeah,
again.
Let's just never do lives, just to make sure. Because that was a bad call on my part.
I liked it.
Where's my bell? Zero res. Hey, it's right there to my left. That kind of, it's like a drum set. Dig da dig da dig da dig dig do. You know what this song is? This is Kiss doing a disco song.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It does
sound
like that.
I've seen them interviewed, and they're like, everything was disco. We like making money. So they came out with this.
It works for me. I like it.
Uh-oh.
Close.
Okay, I was
going to
say.
We're down to one mic. We're down to singing like the Beatles around one mic.
Were you ever disco people, either of you?
I like disco.
I had to take disco in PE class. So I had to learn how to do the hustle and a couple
Are you
others.
Kidding? You
no,
had to learn how
no,
to do that? That's
no.
awesome.
So Mrs. Tisco was the PE teacher.
Tisco Todd Disco.
Whoever you're picturing, yes. a female PE teacher from the 70s, yes. And Coach Raich, who he looked like Fred Flintstone's boss, and he was always chomping on a cigar and had big Coke bottle glasses. They were our teachers. So, and they, I mean, you know, unless I really didn't know their secrets, they weren't hustling after work. And so it replaced square dancing because everyone, it's like, hey, we're not babies and we're in ninth grade.
We want to do the hustle.
So,
we're not,
so for a semester.
We need to replace this with what will surely be timeless.
Yes, for a whole semester.
Exactly.
We took classes. And then it may still be there. If the Wood River Bowling Alley is still there, there was a bar. I think it was called the Brass Monkey. Could be the Brass Lamp. Could be the Monkey Lamp. I don't know. And they had a disco with lights and the whole bit. And we had to dress up. I remember wearing a silk shirt. And then we did the hustle. And they walked around literally with clipboards. And they're like, that's about a B+. And that was Mrs. Tisco, by the way. And then Coach Rach would walk up. No, they were literally grading us like, and isn't it crazy? Right now, I have no idea how to do the hustle.
I was going to say, can you show me a few moves?
But it's in there.
So
like,
if we were to play, do the hustle. You could do
it.
Okay.
All right, hang on. I'm going to look up on the internet.
He's typing in do
the hustle.
I think it has to be hypnotize. Does anyone know how to hypnotize? Rach.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Damn it.
Oh,
are
you
even
what?
Here?
Wheeler's brother is a hypnotist.
Can you get him on in the next 10 seconds?
Probably not. And that's an ad for Burger King. So give me just 1 second here.
Oddly, that made me want
to
hustle.
To Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Come on now, Dave. Show me the moves.
Isn't it just like this?
Do it.
No.
Do it.
God, no. You think it took me a whole semester to learn that?
Come on.
Maybe.
This is the good part.
We were considering your coaches.
Oh, there you go.
That's
a better song.
What's the hustle song?
It suddenly switched to Peg by Steely Dan. Hold on.
It's do the hustle. That's it.
There we go.
Come on, Dave. What you got?
I had nothing.
Something?
I think I've repressed. Everyone's dancing but me.
Was it like this?
Stop it. Everyone stop what they're doing.
Oh. Oh, I loved that. I like Rachel's version.
So yeah, so I officially took classes and was graded on my hustling abilities.
Did I ever tell you guys about the one time I went to a dance and it wasn't even a dance? It was my dad's 40th birthday party.
But it turned into a
but
dance?
But there was a DJ and there was going to be dancing.
You had a ball for his 40th birthday
No,
party.
It was just like a big
a
party.
Cotillion?
They had a joint party for my dad and my uncle because they were both turning 40. And it was like a big surprise party. And I knew there was going to be dancing. So my dance move, I knew nothing about like modern
How
dance.
How old are we here?
I was in, I think like fourth or fifth
grade. Okay.
And I just did this, like the disco thing where you like point to your belt buckle, point to the sky.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. That was my one move that I had.
I went to the ninth grade dance. I had a big crush on this girl named Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. And I asked her.
Aww.
And she said yes. And so it was just like, oh my God, my life's going to change tonight. And I put on a clip-on tie, swear to God, still have the picture, and a little like brown leisure suit and a silk shirt, probably the same one I used to hustle. And I was terrified of dancing, terrified. And dancing and kissing, I didn't have to worry about the second one, but I did have to dance. But by the end of the night, I was in. I was sweaty, and I took the clip-on tie off. I unclipped it, and...
Did you where's my PE uniform? Oh, you mean the sparkly leotard? It's in the closet.
You hadn't learned the hustle before they sent you to the dance, is what you're saying. So you couldn't break out your hustle moves?
Yeah, but I just freestyled.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that went well.
I mean, once the tie came off.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you just got to feel... It's just vibes at that point.
You turn the clock toward me.
How on earth did we get on this topic? Oh, sorry. That was me when I was in there.
Okay, don't slam it. Okay.
This is the weirdest day of my life.
Hey, I'm having fun. Just leave it like that.
There you go.
Stop bossing me.
I can't even see what he's doing. I just
anytime we're separated by glass, she does this.
Like, David, just leave it alone.
We were in a taxi once. She did the same thing.
I was driving the taxi.
She rolled down
it's Dave.
She rolled down the partition in the limo and was like, Dave, stop messing with that.
Do you know what they're not making any more of? Standard transmission vehicles.
No, never?
I don't think so.
You can't special order them?
I don't think so.
Oh, that stinks.
What does that mean?
You know, like a manual.
A manual.
Wow. Stick like a stick shift?
The clutch and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, is that an official state? I'm kind of disturbed by that.
I mean, I read it, so okay. It has to be true.
So. It was an executive order saying. By the president.
A friend of mine.
Like, I saw it in a dream, so I think that it's happening.
Seems like it could happen.
I have two friends that the last car they had special ordered the standard transmission, and you had to wait for it to come in.
Yeah. I think that's the way it is now.
Okay.
But I think now they're just going, you know what? Just no.
Oh, that stinks. I really like that. You feel like you're actually driving.
So
I agree.
Like a NASCAR, is that standard transition?
No, I don't even know. But they typically will, you know.
Yeah, they have a different way of shifting.
Little paddles on their steering
okay.
wheel. Yeah. That was one of the, so I've lied a lot about things I could do just to make something happen. And that was one of my first. My dad and I went to a little place across from Kroger's in Wood River, a little car lot. And they had a neat little car, but it was stick shift. My dad goes, do you know how to drive a stick shift? I'm like, yes. I'd never even seen a stick shift.
Well, he would have been the one who taught you. Wouldn't he have, in theory?
He didn't know about my life.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Once he caught me hustling in my bedroom, he kind of wrote me off.
If he knows how to hustle, he probably knows how to drive a stick shift.
Although he should have known.
This is the child of the world.
Because like 4 years before that, I was begging for a mini bike. And he goes, have you even ridden a bike like that? And because everyone in my neighborhood but me had them, and they wouldn't let me ride them because I didn't know how.
Well, you didn't know,
And I'm like, I've been lying to you guys for years. I ride all the time. And he's like, well, I'm mad about that, but thanks for being honest. Let's go buy you a mini bike.
They call me Evil Kadave.
So I get the mini bike. I'm in the front yard. Everyone is gathered. And I just hit the throttle, and
Dave.
I drove straight into the house. Swear as God is my witness. And the house used to be white siding, the kind that was like clown paint. And so my whole face is white like Ronald. And for punishment, my dad made me idle around the yard with the paint on my face.
That was the punishment.
This is a 1970s punishment.
Yes, it is.
Right?
If he would have invited the neighbors over, then yes.
Everyone showed up.
Yep, then
I couldn't hit the throttle for safety reasons.
Yay!
So for like an hour, I had to just putt around with...
Yeah.
That's how I became a drummer, too. In ninth grade, I decided I wanted to be a drummer. And I lied to them again. And I told them that I'd been going into the music room and playing drums. And the guy thinks I'm really good at... Yeah, I know. I mean, I bought him myself. I'd saved money up from dancing.
They haven't at this point realized that you barely tell the truth.
I think they didn't care.
Okay.
I think they probably got a kick out of it.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
I can see that.
Let's see what he lies about today.
Okay,
I love my lying son.
He's adorable.
But it worked. Like, it got me drums, a mini bike, and it didn't get me the car. But you tell the truth all the time when you're a teenager?
Well, I guess not, but not to that extent. You know, I remember being in the... my dad would draw a map of the yard every Saturday and who would get what mower to cut what portion.
How big was the yard?
Like not that big. That's what's sad. And if you got the riding mower, you weren't allowed to take it out of first gear because, you know, it wasn't going to cut grass. So I get it. It's the 70s, people. That's what happened.
What would you have lied about to make happen? What did you want as a young teenage girl?
Probably to go to a concert of some sort.
Okay.
But I don't think I would have. I don't know. I was always afraid it was going to come back to get me.
But I'm friends with Steve Perry, Mom.
Right, but I don't know. Nobody would believe that.
I could have sold it for you.
Yes, you could have.
Too bad we didn't grow up in the same neighborhood. So, Rach, Sue looked up The Hustle,
mm-hmm.
and it did kind of come back to me.
We'll do it.
Almost all of your moves are in there.
Yeah.
I knew that this was part of it,
You're twirling your
hands about.
You go four steps back, four steps up, and then you do a bunch of stuff like that.
Do a bunch of making a tornado with your
fist.
Bunch
of silly stuff.
Yes.
Well, I feel good about that.
As long as you feel good.
The reason Dave had to tell me that is because I am in a different room than everyone else to cobble together our microphones. Just to let people in on the behind the scenes. But it's fun. I like it in here.
Here's one of those Jesus moments when I always think of him on the cross and like he had foreknowledge of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm out. I'm just going to step down. The internet's gone crazy with how many holes a straw has.
I don't know whether
it's one or two.
Oh, because you drill a hole. It's two.
I don't think they drill them, but.
What do they do?
Let's just go with drill.
Well, okay. Aren't there two circles in a cylinder?
Yeah.
So is that one hole or is that two holes?
I would say that was two.
I would too.
Because it's access from either side.
Yeah. Right. It's two. Andrew?
I would say two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, we solved that.
Yeah. Didn't go as long as I thought that would, so.
Sorry. It's going to be the debate of the age.
That's right.
Rach, what do you want to do?
Sorry, I snorted really hard.
Do the suffragette story?
Yes. Let me pull it up on my phone because we didn't have time to. With everything imploding today, we didn't have time to print.
While she's doing that, can I tell you? Oh, do you have it?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
Never mind. I don't have it at
all. Okay, then I'll tell you this. There are a few people in the world who just have my number. Mm. I just can't stand them. And they all share one thing. They've never done anything to me.
Yeah, okay, of course.
So,
of course.
Reba McEntire, probably top three. She is, put out a trailer for her new Lifetime movie, The Hammer, where she plays a no-nonsense judge. Oh, my God.
Okay, I share this with you.
Do you?
I do not like.
Want to come over and watch it?
Yeah.
We just hate watching it?
Yeah.
If my mom is listening, she is so heartbroken right now because she loves Reba McEntire.
Yeah,
and she loved the CW show Reba. Oh,
I just...
A single mom who works too hard and loves her kids and never stops.
She's just like you squeezed a balloon too hard. Everything she does, it's like her eyes are just popping out. And she also looks...
Yes, that's Reba.
She looks just like the little drummer boy from my childhood. Remember that?
Oh.
The claymation from hell thing. She looks just like him.
I hadn't thought of that as a reason. She just annoys me. Mine is much more simple.
Well, now you have more backup.
Mm-hmm.
I have the suffragette thing if you want it. Okay, so I found this on Reddit. I thought it was so funny. It's from 1918, and it's a message from a suffragette wife. Advice on marriage to young ladies. Piece of advice number one, do not marry at all. Number two, but if you must, avoid the beauty men, the flirts, and the bounders, Taylor's dummies, and football enthusiasts. Number three.
I've often been called a beauty.
I mean, just sum me up.
Have you?
Look for a strong, tame man, a fire lighter, a coal getter, a window cleaner, or a yard swiller.
What's that one?
Yard swiller. Going in.
I'll show you later.
Number four, don't expect too much. Most men are lazy, selfish, thoughtless, lying, drunken, clumsy, heavy-footed, rough, unmanly brutes and need taming.
Damn.
Number five, all bachelors are, and many are worse still.
I can change them.
Number six, if you want him to be happy, and this part is underlined, feed the brute. Number seven, the same remark applies to dogs. And number eight, she wants to reiterate, you will be wiser not to chance it. It isn't worth the risk. A message from a suffragette wife.
I'm thinking she was going through a problem in her marriage.
<It's a little laughs>
well, just a thought.
She's a suffragette, so she's probably just reaching her breaking point of like, I got to put up with all this and I can't even vote. You have got to be kidding me.
Well, that's a good point. And did she say tailors are bad?
I thought that too.
I didn't understand
tailors
why.
Dummies. I think she just means men who go to the tailor all the time.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like who care too much about their clothes and such.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So, all right. You're supposed to not be a savage brute, but you're also not supposed to be clean or care about
your
clothes.
Not too fancy either.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. Just a yard swiller.
Just enough to
be someone
a
who
yard.
Swills yards.
I will say that it is funny that over 100 years ago, women were still complaining that men liked football too much.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I still know. What is a yard swiller?
I'm going to look it up. Yard swill.
I know what swilling is, but I don't understand yard in it.
What is a swiller?
A swiller is a person who swills something.
Thanks.
A yard swiller. Someone who cleans the yard. So like a gardener, I suppose. Mm. Or a yard cleaner.
He's the best in the business.
That's a strong team, man.
He's a big dumb brute.
That's what I do.
You guys remember when I had mammothmeat.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I let it go.
Yeah.
And I got it because I was planning on going into porn. I got it because there was a report a few years ago that they were going to reanimate woolly mammoths and we're going to eat them for food.
I remember this.
Right.
Yes.
So I ran to my office because I just pictured thousands of people going, Mammoth Meat! And I'm just like.
And you bought the domain.
And I bought the domain. I've since let it go.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
1999 a year got a little steep. but now they're talking about it again. And now the issue is that people are saying it would be immoral to eat a mammoth.
Why?
Because they're mammoths and you bring them back and they're like, oh my God, we're back. Then you kill them and you eat them.
I mean, the same could be said for any animal that you're eating. Like you're killing it to eat it.
I get what they're saying, right? Ooh, yay, we've made one again. Yum. That does seem a little weird.
We've got good news for the humans. We have a delicious new type of meat.
I mean, if we could bring them back and farm them, they're real big.
Right, if there were enough of them,
yeah,
then maybe it's okay.
That's a good point. We're not eating the one we bring back.
Right.
And we can all agree on that.
Right. Yes.
Unfreeze them and immediately do the bolt cattle pistol on his head.
How many do you need
horrible.
To feel good about eating it?
I got to have a nice size herd.
I'm thinking... A few hundred, you can get, for every couple hundred there are, you can kill like two or three.
It's quite specific.
I get it, though.
It's an equation.
That's an expensive farm.
No, what do you do with the other 298?
You let them, and then once it expands a little bit, then it's like, okay, and you sell the mammoth meat, the first couple you kill, you sell it? Crazy amounts of money, mammothmeat.com, of course.
Okay, now he's selling me on the immoral part. Now I'm starting to see it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're going to let woolly mammoths just like roam around, right?
Right.
They're not going to be released into the wild.
I should go get mammothmeat.com, but spell meat with two E's, make it a very specific dating app.
Mammoth hang.
Oh, the results.
Don't act like you're not into it.
Oh, man.
Did you Google that?
We just see right through you.
I matched with the cutest mammoth last night.
I hope he likes me. He's very handsome.
Boy, I hope they don't eat him. I really like this one.
Come on.
Don't worry. They only have 99.
His profile's down.
He's a yard swiller. Leave him alone.
They ain't Gary.
Going great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.